Why I Create in This Experience. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Why I Create in This Experience. Yes, that's a very good point, isn't it? Why do I create in this experience? We all live in this experience. We all have our being in this experience. We all are walking down the same street, looking at the same sun and moon and stars, and enjoying the scenery and enjoying the visitations that we see of the planets and all of the people that we meet and all of the experiences we have. Why do I create in this experience? Why don't I just move on to the next dimension, whatever that may be? Why do I stick around and pay attention to what's going on here? Sort of a hopeless, useless, worthless thing to do, to pay attention and live in the present moment now. Well, I create in this experience because it is a great joy to create. I have fun creating. I create in this experience because, for me, creating in this experience is one of the most joy-filled, happy experiences I could ever imagine for myself. Now, you say, well, that's kind of begging the question a little bit, because that doesn't answer anything. Why do I create in this experience? Well, do you want to create in another experience? And the answer is yes. Why do you read books? You read books because you want to go into someone else's experience. You go to movies because you want to go to somebody else's experience. You talk to friends and neighbors because you want to go to somebody else's experience. You look at the world around you and you sort of are happy in it and unhappy in it and whatever you see because you want to live in somebody else's experiences. Now, why I create in this experience? Because I want this experience to be what I want this experience to be. So, I want this experience to be one where I live in a healthy body. So, to have a healthy body, I think healthy thoughts. In this experience, I want a body that's going to be happy and harmonious and carry me around and do all the things I want it to do. So I'm going to fill this body with happy thoughts, fill this body with the expectation of it being fabulous. And as I fill this body with those thoughts, this body is going to reflect back what I think about it. The body only knows to do what it is that I tell it I believe in it. So when I say to the body, I believe you are whole and perfect, I believe you are wonderful, I believe you are good, I believe you are fantastic, then the body is whole, good, and fantastic. Perfect in every way. Now, you say, well, my outpicturing is not that way. Well, because you have a few little negative thoughts that come in there, and a few little thoughts that want to mess up your creation, and a few little thoughts that come in there and say, it ain't so, or it can't be, or whatever. This is true for all of us in every area of our life. We will have little things that come up and say, it can't work, it won't work, it isn't so, it's not true. And if we believe it, then we stop progressing on our path of having it be true, of experiencing it and knowing it. We wonder so often why it is that some of the things we hold as our sacred cows, some of the things that we feel is so important to us, do not happen in our life. They do not happen in our life because we do not give them continued attention, continued oneness, continued belief in them, continued expectation in them. We always go back to children as a good example. A parent who believes in their child usually has a child that believes in itself. A parent who doesn't believe in their child, who believes the child's naughty, who believes the child is a worthless thing, who believes the child should never have been born, and may not say these things out loud, but they act that way, then that child reflects these things and oftentimes experiences them itself. It doesn't have to. Many children are brought up in negative environments of parental or peer or teacher guidance and saying, you're stupid, you're terrible. look at Einstein. You know, they told him in school that he was a stupid kid, and Edison the same way, because they weren't motivated. They weren't motivated by their lessons. They weren't motivated by the things they were learning in school, and they went off and did their own magical things. We want to encourage ourselves to our highest and best. True, we want to encourage our children to our highest and best, but we want to encourage ourselves to our highest and best. And as we encourage ourselves to our highest and best, why I create in this experience, we want to encourage ourselves to create in this experience our highest and best. Now, we have to sort of have an idea of what it is and a direction in our thinking about what it is, but, you know, that's the way it is. That's the way it is. When we praise a child who is doing mediocre work in school, that child will do better. When we praise our talent as a musician, when we're doing mediocre work as a musician, we're going to do better. We're going to bring out the deeper abilities within us, the deeper creativity that's waiting to flash forth when we believe in ourselves, when we put this into motion. Why I create in this experience? I create because that's my responsibility. My responsibility is to be me, not you, to be me, not somebody else, but to be me. And whoever that me is, let him out. Because you can be sure that me is good and very good. You can be sure that me is worthy of being me. And we want that me to be expressed. I create in this experience because I like me. I delight in me. I think this is a wonderful world that I live in. I look around me and I see everything and I call it good. And it reflects back to me that it is good. If I look around me and see everything bad, then I'm going to look for bad and find bad and tell things that it's bad and things are going to be bad for me. And who wants that? Certainly not me. I want everything to be good and very good. I want to be the creator of a world that is fantastic. I want to create in this experience all that is good and very good, all that I delight in, all that makes me smile and makes me happy. That's who I really am. I want to be what I really am. It doesn't matter what other people think or what other people want or what other people dream about. I want to be me. I want to be that fantastic person that I am. And you say, boy, have you got a bloated up ego. No, not at all. Do you think it's strange when you say to yourself, I am a person? No. Do you think it's strange to say to yourself, I am a human being? No. Do you think it's strange to say to yourself, I am a divine being? Well, you wonder a little bit about that because you're not expressing it perfectly, but no. You know that you're a divine being. Is it strange for you to say all of the facts of life? No. Well, why not put a few facts in there that you want to demonstrate? I am an architect. Hey, that wasn't in the original plan. Well, it is now. I am a singer. Hey, you don't know how to sing. I am a writer. Hey, you can't write worth a darn. I am a lover. Ho, ho, would I like to see that. Hey, you see, all of these things have protestations everywhere around us. And what we want to do is to ignore the protestations, ignore all the protests that say it can't be done, and look only at the fact is I create in this experience out of my choice, out of my desire, out of my enjoyment of being me. Because I am being me in my most wonderful way, and being me is exciting and wonderful and happy. So, I like me, I like me, I like me. I am talented. I am thoughtful. I am kind. I am surrounded by beautiful people. I'm surrounded by a beautiful world. I'm surrounded by a beautiful universe. I'm surrounded by a beautiful country. I'm surrounded by peaceful people. Create this, create this, create this. And as I create this, as you create this, as we create this, so is our world. So is our experience. So is all. That's why I create in this experience, because I am in charge. This experience is a result of how much I have taken charge and how much I have taken charge. Hey, you said that twice. Yes. If I take charge in a positive way, I have a positive universe. If I take charge in a negative way, I have a negative universe. It's how much I have taken charge, positive or negative. My choice, my decision, my life, my world, my experience, whatever it is that delights me, that's who I am. Why am I creating this experience? Because it's fun, and that's who I am. I am Mr. Fun. So, my friends, join me in your creation of this universe as I create mine. Wonderful, beautiful, and good. I love you. I love you. I love you.